You're listening to Immaculate Conception Podcasts, recorded every Sunday at the 11 o'clock Mass at our new church located at 411 Palmer Road in Columbia, Illinois. For more information about Immaculate Conception, please go to www.icc-columbia-il.us. Our pastor is Father Carl Scheer. And now, enjoy the podcast.
One person came up to the bishop and said, "Bishop, why is it that priests get 4 weeks of vacation?" And the bishop said, "Well, if the priest is a good shepherd, he deserves it. But if he's not a good shepherd, the people deserve it." I'll be leaving next weekend. But not for 4 weeks, just 4 days, as I go down to New Orleans to be with my family for my nephew Jeremy's wedding. As we read in today's passage of the book of the Acts of the Apostles, St. Peter preached a message of repentance. And because his preaching was so powerful and touched people to the heart, afterward, Luke tells us, 3,000 were baptized that day. After I preach today, I will baptize not 3,000, but 4. And probably only 3 of these 4 will listen to any words that I say today. St. Peter, of course, was handpicked by Jesus, the Good Shepherd, to be the head of the apostles. And Catholic tradition looks upon St. Peter as our first pope. Pope Francis, the 266th successor of Peter, like St. Peter, is a good shepherd who always puts the sheep first. And as Jesus himself reminded us in today's gospel passage from John, the good shepherd knows his sheep, and the sheep know the shepherd's voice. And the shepherd walks ahead of them, and they follow the shepherd. Hence, this fourth Sunday of Easter is traditionally referred to as Good Shepherd Sunday and is also designated as a World Day of Prayer for vocations to the priesthood and religious life. But the truth of the matter is, we are all sometimes shepherds, whether as parents or grandparents, teachers, employers, office managers, coaches, priests, deacons, and religious sisters are all shepherds. And we all sometimes need shepherding. Today, our Diocesan Council of Catholic Women honors the women in our parish who shepherd us in so many ways, as mothers and grandmothers, as parish leaders and parish ministers and parish volunteers, as one who grew up in a household of 5 women, I received lots of shepherding, and I still do. And today is an opportune time for all of us to give thanks to God for all those who have and still do shepherd us in any way. And also time for us to resolve to imitate the example of the Good Shepherd in our shepherding. We are called to walk in front of those that we shepherd, that is, to set a good example for them so that we'll be proud that they do follow us. And we are also to live a life so that they will hear always from us a voice they recognize, a voice of love and caring and compassion. So as we baptize these 4 children today, let us, together with their parents and godparents, resolve to shepherd them by our lives of faith, so that we might lead them to the Good Shepherd, the only one who can offer them life in abundance. Let us set an example for them of faith-filled living, so that they, like us, will come to believe that God is good.
All the time.